Welcome to Time with Abba, the Passion Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is July 8th, Monday, 2019, day 189. Today's topic: put your trust on human being, can't save you. Trust God, big victory. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace, and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Thank through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments, and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you, that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 146, verses 1 to 10. 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 18 to chapter 6, verse 81. Acts chapter 26, verses 1 to 32. Proverbs 18, verses 20 to 21. Today's main passages. The first one, Psalm 146, verses 1 to 5. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, my soul. I will praise the Lord all my life. I will sing praises to my God as long as I live. Do not put your trust in princes, in human beings who cannot save. When their spirit departs, they return to the ground. On that very day, their plans come to nothing. Blessed are those whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord their God. The second passage, 1 Chronicles chapter 5, verses 18 to 26. The Reubenites, the Gaditites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh had 44,760 men ready for military service. Able-bodied men who could handle shield and sword, who could use a bow, and who were trained for battle. They waged war against the Hagrites, Jetu, Naphish, and Nodab. They were helped in fighting them, and God delivered the Hagrites and all their allies into their hands. Because they cried out to him during the battle, he answered their prayers because they trusted in him. They seized the livestock of the Hagrites, 50,000 camels, 250,000 sheep, and 2,000 donkeys. They also took 100,000 people captive, and many others fell slain because the battle was God's, and they occupied the land until the exile. The people of the half-tribe of Manasseh were numerous. They settled in the land from Bashan to Baal Hermon, that is to Senir, Mount Hermon. These were the heads of their families: Aphah, Ishai, Eliel, Asriel, Jeremiah, Hodaviah, and Jadiah. They were brave warriors, famous men, and heads of their families. But they were unfaithful to the God of their ancestors and prostituted themselves to the gods of the peoples of the land. whom God had destroyed before them. So the God of Israel stirred up the spirit of Pul king of Assyria, that is Tiglath-Pileser king of Assyria, who took the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh into exile. He took them to Hala, and the river of Gozan, where they are to this day. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passages we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to him. My listening, after reading the two passages above, have you got an idea of the topic of today? Put your trust on human being can't save you. Trust God, big victory. May you truly put your trust on God each day that you can experience big victory each day. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to trust in you each day that we can experience big victory each day. Lord Jesus, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what kind of inspiration and invitation have you received from today's message? Number two, what is the next one step for you to experience? Put your trust on human being can't save you. Trust God, big victory. Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of put your trust on human being can't save you. Trust God, big victory. May the Lord bless you.